This is your NPR News Update for Tuesday, July 17th. I'm Stephanie Curtis. Minnesota's tax agency will provide answers next week about how and when online retailers will be required to collect sales taxes. Brian Baxt has more.
Officials at the Department of Revenue have been analyzing a June decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. The ruling allowed states to require sales taxes on transactions even if the seller has no physical presence in the state. The agency plans to announce compliance plans on July 25th. Later this week, a special sales tax panel will hold an emergency meeting to give individuals and businesses a chance to discuss the court decision and Minnesota's plans. One federal estimate showed that Minnesota stood to gain at least $130 million and as much as $200 million in additional sales tax revenue per year under the ruling.
State officials are expressing alarm over the federal government's decision to repatriate an American citizen to Minnesota who served a 15-year prison sentence for homicide in China. Mark Zdechlik reports.
Minnesota Department of Human Services Commissioner Emily Piper sent a letter to federal officials and the state's congressional delegation Monday, expressing her concerns about the plan to move the man to Minnesota with a documented history of mental illness, violent acts, and weapons stockpiling. The man's name was not disclosed in the letter. Piper says, at the very least, federal officials need to certify the man as being mentally ill so he can be taken to a hospital to assess whether he should be held in a treatment facility. Piper says Los Angeles is the man's port of entry and that that's where any assessment should take place. The State Department did not immediately respond to an NPR News inquiry about Commissioner Piper's letter.
As many as 5,000 people are expected to apply for a Section 8 housing voucher in Dakota County over the next 2 days. This is the first time in 3 years that the county is opening its waiting list. Section 8 pays a portion of rent for low-income people who are eligible, but only a fraction of eligible people are able to get the vouchers. Sarah Swenson is with the Dakota County Community Development Agency. She says 95% of the people randomly selected for the waiting list will have ties to the county.
We do have a preference that they live, work, or attend school full-time in Dakota County, but we're also going to take a portion of this lottery list is going to be non-preference applicants.
Dakota County is the only place in the metro currently accepting voucher applications. Thursday is the deadline to apply. In sports, the Lynx and United play on Wednesday. The Lynx host Indiana in a noon matinee at Target Center, and the Loons host New England tomorrow night at TCF Bank Stadium. Tonight, lows near 50 in the north and around 60 down south. And tomorrow, increasing clouds in the west, highs around 80. Should be nice. I hope you have a good evening. For more news anytime, stream us on your phone, your computer, your smart speaker, wherever you find us, or simply turn the radio on to NPR News and you'll get the latest headlines.